This one's Parsha, Parsha's Vayera. In the Maisa of the Akedah, the Torah teaches us two important nekudas, two important points about Kima Mitzvahs. In Perchov Beis Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk says, V'yashkim Avram Baboker, V'yachvoish Es Chamoirei. Avram Avinu got an early start in the morning, and he saddled up his donkey to take Yitzchak to the Akedah. On the words of Vayashkim Avram Baboiker, Rashi says, Nizdarez lemitzvah. He did the mitzvah of Zrizus. The Gemara Psachim learns out also from this pasuk, Zrizim Machtim and lemitzvahs, that there is something about doing mitzvahs right away, Zrizus, with zealousness. Even though shechting Yitzchak was a very difficult thing for Avram Avinu, still he proceeded to the Akedah Bizrizos. The Sefer Orchat Tzadikim in Shar HaZrizos explains that when a person does mitzvahs Bizrizos, it shows his love for Hashem. Just like an Eved who loves his master and does whatever his master asks him to do, and he does it Bizrizos, he's doing it out of the love of his master. So too, when a person does a mitzvah Bizrizos, he's showing that he loves the Borei Olam. The Orech HaTzadikim explains, Avram Avinu was able to do this mitzvah Bizrizos. How is he able to do this? The Orech HaTzadikim explains, to do a mitzvah Bizrizos, one has to get out of his mind all other machshavas, all other thoughts, worries, and focus in on what he wants to do, and he forget about anything that's bothering him to do it, and he'll be able to do it for Zrizus. And the Orech HaTzadikim says, if you do this, you for sure will accomplish doing the mitzvah of Zrizus. The question is now, how does one reach this level? This is a very high madrega to think that I'm going to be able to get rid of all my worries and thoughts in my mind to proceed to get up for Shacharis Bizrizus, to run to my Seder Bizrizus. How can we do this? I was thinking of a very simple little practical thing to do, which might sound a little bit small, but really, Batsim, we know the Yetzer Hara doesn't want us to try small little tricks to get us to do things. The Yetzer Hara tells us, oh, this is stupid, it's not going to work. So you just don't do it, and we end up not doing anything. I was thinking the following. The Mishnah of us says, there are 48 ways to acquire Torah. One of the ways is Ba'aricha Sfasayim, to speak it out. When one speaks out his learning, he makes a bigger kinyan in the learning. He acquires learning more. It leaves a lasting impression on him. We see from this, speaking something out leaves an impression. Many times, before I'm going to sleep at night, I remember that tomorrow I have a dentist appointment. And I don't have time, I don't want to write it down. I say out loud, oh, I have to go to the dentist at 12:15. It does more when you speak it out. So I was thinking, it could be, if a person would say, and not in his mind, but he is actually would speak it out when he's driving home at 5 o'clock, he says, I'm going to my Seder tonight, I'm running to my Seder tonight, I'm not going to be late. The person goes to sleep at night, and every day he says, I'm getting up, Bizrizus tomorrow. If he keeps speaking it out day after day, speaking, verbalizing his rotzen for Zrizus, that itself can help to perform it. Bizrizus. True, it will not get rid of all the things on our mind, but that itself is a high avoda to do. But instead of a sur meira, instead of a getting rid of all the things in my mind, I'm thinking to approach an asay tov, to just speak it out. I'm going to do it. That is one nekuda we see in this parsha. But kiyum mitzvahs, v'yashkim Avram baboker, doing it bizrizus. Another nekuda we see is the end of the pasuk. It says, "Vayachvosh es chamoiroi." Avraham Avinu saddled his donkey. Over here, Rashi says a very interesting thing. Rashi says the normal way is for a person to ask his slave to saddle a donkey. But Avraham Avinu did it himself to teach us Ahava is mekalkel as Ashura, meaning his love for Hashem made it that the normal way things done, he didn't do it. Since he loved Hashem, he did it himself. Ahava's mekalkel as Ashura, it changes the normal way of doing things. Now look at this. If we look in Parshas Balak, Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Chav Aleph, it says, "Vayakam Bilam baboiker vayachvosh es asono v'yelech im sari moav." Bilam saddled his donkey in the morning to go for his mission to curse Klal Yisrael. Rashi says over here, "Mikan shahasina mekalkel es asura." His hatred for Klal Yisrael changed the normal way of the world, and he, who is a great person in his own mind, saddled his own donkey. Now look at Rashi. Rashi said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a little conversation with Bilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Bilam, "Rasha, you wicked person, Kfar Kidmacha Avram Avihem, Avram Avihem, Avram, the father of Klal Yisrael, beat you to it. He also saddled his donkey up already. Shenemar v'yashkim Avram baboiker v'yachvosh es chamoiroi." Our pasuk. What's going on over here? Kadosh Baruch Hu told Bilam, "You think you're great that you saddled your donkey. Avram Avinu already saddled his donkey first." What kind of a thing was the Kadosh Baruch Hu telling Bilam? Explains with Moshe Feinstein a very important yisod. It says in Mishlei Perek Beis pasuk Dalet. In tivakshena kakesef, v'chadmoinim techapsena as tavin yiras Hashem. If a person looks for ruchnias, like he looks for money and jewels, he'll understand yiras Hashem. Says Rav Moshe, this isn't a mashal, not a parable. It's a claim, it's a tviya on a Jew. In every generation, we see people put a lot of efforts into their money matters, into their daily lives. This is a claim, a tviya, that a Jew has to put at least the same amount of effort into his ruchnias. The tviya is, take a look at the world, look how much people will do to make a dollar. That's what you have to do, mekayim mitzvah. Says Rav Moshe, that's what went on over here. Bilam knew this. Bilam said, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to saddle up my donkey first. No one else would do such a thing. A Jew would never mevaza himself for a mitzvah. So I'm going to put a prosecution against Klal Yisrael in the high courts upstairs and say, hey, look what I'm doing. And a Yid would never do this. Kadosh Baruch Hu came to Bilam and said, Rasha, you're a Rasha. Avram Avihem already did it. Avram Avinu showed us that he was mevaz himself for the tzivui of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu put in us this midah of putting into your ruchnias and not being embarrassed of it. Whatever I would do for my gashmias, if it was important to me, I'll do it for my ruchnias. Avram Avinu already did it, Bilam. You're now a Rasha. You have no claim against Klal Yisrael. We see from this the issue when you do a mitzvah to realize a person has koichas. Take a look what you do in your other parts of your life and how much koichas you put into it. Those same koichas Hashem wants us to also put into our ruchnias. And that's what the pasuk Vayachvosh es chamoiroi teaches us. Avraham Avinu was willing to mevaze himself for ruchnias. Just like a person will do whatever he will do for making money or for his gashmias, Avraham Avinu did it for his ruchnias. These are the two nekudas we see from this pasuk: doing a mitzvah bezrizus and doing in ruchnias no worse than we would do in our daily lives. Everyone has to realize we're all Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, meaning this midah of Zrizus and this midah of putting our kochos into our ruchnius, no worse than our gashmius, is in us. It's there. Avraham Avinu put these midos into us, and we just have to activate it. We should be zocha this month to activate our zrizus, to see the kochos we put into our daily lives, and to start putting more into our ruchnius, with a little more zrizus in our mitzvahs, and a little more kochos into our mitzvahs, it'll add a lot more simcha in our kiyum mitzvahs. Good Shabbos.